Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. We have been spending now this week, and this is the last of our five-day series, with Suzanne Schindler, the sister of Terry Schindler Schiavo. Terry, as you may remember, was starved to death about 6 years ago, and her family, of course, fighting for her life, was not able to save her. But they have started a Life and Hope network that is reaching out to people from all over the country who are in similar situations, who have loved ones who are being denied medical care or food and fluids. And Suzanne is going to be talking with us today about a wonderful, exciting new development for them. They have Colin Ray, a country singer. Well, actually, he was like really big on the country scene about 20 years ago, and he's, of course, been around since then. And he is going to be working with them as their spokesman. So, Suzanne, please tell us about this wonderful new development.
We are really excited, Carol, that Colin Ray, who is such a great country music artist, has many hits in his day, has become the national spokesperson for the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. I'm not sure if many of you know, but he opened up for our first concert that we had in 2010. That was for our first Terry Schiavo Life and Hope concert that we launched in that year. Randy Travis was our main artist, but Colin Ray opened up. And what's so significant about Colin Ray coming aboard with our network is because he has a personal tied to this issue. His granddaughter, Haley, was born with a neurological condition. It was undiagnosed, and she eventually died from that condition a week before he was set to perform at our concert, and that was April of 2010. And he did indeed come and perform our first concert for us, and we really were so grateful. It was such a difficult time for him. Haley was also on a feeding tube toward the end, and so this issue really hits close to home for him. And he has been such a great advocate and a wonderful friend, and now a spokesperson for the Life and Hope Network, and we're so pleased. And he has just recorded a new CD, which we're really proud to announce, and which is available for sale actually on our website, which is lifeandhope.com. But it's called His Love Remains, and he has many songs on there. It's an inspirational religious CD, and there are many songs on there, and one of them is dedicated to Haley, and it's called I Get What I Need, and there's another one called His Love Remains, and they're beautiful ballads, and it's just a wonderful CD. It's a great Christmas gift if anybody would like to go onto our website and look at the CD. I think you're going to be able to listen to the CD, just some of the snippets of the songs, but it's a beautiful CD, and he really is just a wonderful, wonderful artist. He's a converted Catholic back many years ago, and he, again, this issue, Terry's issue, just the issue of the disabled, the handicapped, since he cared for his granddaughter lived with him during her short life. I think she was 10 when she died. So, again, we're just so grateful, so thankful, and he really is just a wonderful, wonderful guy.
Is there anything else new in the foundation or anything that your family is working on that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Right, so in December 7th, we're having an event in Cincinnati, and Colin Ray is going to be putting on it's going to be a small, intimate concert. It's going to be in Cincinnati at the 20th Century Theater, so we're really excited about that. He's going to be singing some of his old songs, but I think primarily most of his new songs from his new CD, His Love Remains, and also, I think, some Christmas music. So he's just such a wonderful artist and a great advocate, so we're really excited to have him.
That concert is December 7th in Cincinnati, a benefit concert with Colin Ray. I hope if you're in that general area or want to make the trip, it would be a great way to spend the evening. And Suzanne, I want to thank you for spending 5 days with us this week to talk about the Life and Hope Network and everything that your family is doing to work with others who find themselves in situations like you did several years ago.
Thank you, Carol. It was great to be here. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.